الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على رسوله سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. If you remember in the last and previous ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talked about those people who are choosing the wrong path. Before that, Allah Azza wa Jal, He said that we have guided and we have showed two paths to all the human beings. One is right, one is wrong. Right? Inna hadaynahu sabila imma shakiran wa imma kafura. Either you be grateful and thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, obedient servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then you become righteous people. And if you are going to be in the path of shaitan and become ungrateful, al-ayyazu billah, kafura, then you will become kafir. The literal meaning of kafir is ungrateful, and the one whose life is full of sins and all the bad things. Then right after that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also told about the consequences. Inna a'tadna lil kafirina salasila wa aghlalan wa sa'ira. Right? Now today Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He is telling us about the reward of the righteous people. If you become grateful and obedient servants of Allah and you become righteous servants, then what will be the reward? Innal abrar. Inna means indeed, for sure. Abrar. Abrar means righteous servants. So abrar is the plural of bar. Those who are virtuous and righteous, their life is full of obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They have been doing all the good deeds and staying away from the sinful life. So what will be the reward? Yashraboon. They will drink. Yashraboon. It's from shariba. That means to drink. So yashraboon, they will drink. Min ka'asin, from a cup. Ka'as means cup. Min ka'asin, from a cup. Kana mizajuha kafura. So it will be a wine from Jannah. And the flavor, that there will be the flavor for this wine, and it will be flavored with sweet smelling flowers. Subhanallah. So the word kafur over here, one is the kafur that we know it in this world, that is also for the good smell, camphor, but it does not have any taste, right? If you put it on your tongue, there is no taste in kafur. Mm-hmm. But the one tafsir of that, the kafur of the Jannah will be also very tasty. Okay, it has a very good smell, and it has a taste also. So mizaj, the word mizaj,
mixed.
Like this is just an example. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save all of us from the wine of this world. But those people who drink liquor, alcohol, or wine, so they mix with soda or with water or something else, right? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that the Jannah over there, the mix of that will be kafur. Okay. So one is the tafsir of the kafur is like a kafur of this world. But the second tafsir is that there is a spring of water in the Jannah. And that spring of water name is kafur. Because the next word is coming aynan. So ayn means spring. Spring of water. And this spring of water have very good smell, like the sweet smelling flowers. Aynan yashrabu biha ibadullah. So all the righteous servants of Allah, they will drink.
Ayn
means spring of water.
Oh, spring of water.
Yes. Yeah, ayn is a very...
Ayn is for seeing, right?
Yes, ayn means eye also. Yes, Sometimes some words in Arabic, they are very rich in the meaning. One word, same word, but it has so many, multiple meanings. So Ayn is one of them.
Ayn also is a well-known person in the community called Ayn.
Right.
Ayn al Ayan.
Naam, naam. Ayn min al Ayan, the one who is very prominent in the community, like he is the eye of the community.
Yeah.
Also, Ayn is used for spying. For those people who are spying, they are also called Ayn. And spring of water is also Ayn. So here, over here, the meaning of Ayn is that spring of water. Yashrabu biha ibadullah.
They will drink.
Yes, yes. Yashrabu. Drink from that Ayn, ibadullah, the servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the righteous one. Yufajjirunaha tafjira. And that spring of water, kafur, it will be very much accessible to them. Wherever they will be in the Jannah, they will have an access easily to that. So they will be able to make the channels of that spring. So yufajjirunaha tafjira. Yufajjiruna means to spill it. Like if you spill it the water, or if you spill it, break down something, that is called tafjir.
Tafjir.
Tafjir. So it looks like they have kind of some digital, you know, control in their hands. If they want, if they are sitting there and the ayn, the spring of water is running over there, they would like to make it closer, they can make it. So there will be so many channels they can create. Yufajjirunaha tafjira.
So what is yufajjirunaha?
The literal meaning of yufajjirunaha, to break down or to spill it.
No, I thought you said for tafjir.
Yes.
Ha, same meaning. Both of them, they have the same meaning. Yufajjirun is the verb.
Okay.
They will be breaking down.
Oh, okay.
Tafjira in a very nice way. And tafjira is emphasizing on that action of tafjir. Okay, this sometimes, you know, like if you remember that ayah, inna allaha wa malaikatahu yusalluna ala nabi, ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu sallu alayhi wa sallimu taslima. So sallimu and taslima, they have the same meaning, right? So emphasizing that send your salutation or salam on the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam the way it should be, right? With complete respect, with complete honor, within the proper way. So sometimes Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala repeats the word to emphasize on that meaning. So yufajjirunaha tafjira, they will be able to spill it of that water and to make the channels of that water in a very official or the professional way. Yeah, it will not be something like if someone is doing unprofessional. Okay, so still they will keep the beauty. It will not be the mess in the Jannah that the water is running around and making, you know, messy everything. No, beautifully. Yufuna bin nadri wa yakhafuna yawman kana sharruhu mustatira. Now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, while he is admiring all these righteous people, he is also defining them. He is giving the definition that who are ibadullah? Subhanallah, right? Who are all those abrar? They are the one, when they were in this life of this world, they were fulfilling their obligations. Yufuna bin nazri. They were fulfilling their obligation, their nazar. Nazar means vow. If they have a vow to do something, if they have a commitment to do something, if they have the pledge to do something, they were completing, they were fulfilling all their obligations. And I was reading in the tafsir, it covers all types of obligations: religious obligations, spiritual obligations, social obligations, all type of obligations and duties that Allah has enjoined on those people. They are fulfilling all their duties.
So,
yufuna.
Yufuna means fulfill.
Fulfill. And like you did the promise with someone to do something and you are keeping that promise, that is called yufuna. Ifa bil ahad. In the Quran, this word has been used in so many other ayat. Wa awfu bil ahad. Allah says that if you have the ahad, any covenant, any agreement, contract with someone, promise with someone, that fulfill it. Awfu bil ahad.
Is it another like a general ahad or specific about those kind of promises you do? Like if this happen, I will do this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It has both. It has a generalized meaning. It is not that conditional that if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give me the success in this exam or will give me this job, then I will make 2 rakat nafal prayer, then I will give the charity,
yes,
then I will observe some day of fasting. That is called nazar.
Sahih.
But over here, nazar is generalizing. Yes, they are fulfilling their obligations regardless. وَيَخَافُونَ يَوْمًا. And they have the fear of the day. Yes, they have the fear of the day of judgment. كَانَ شَرُّهُ مُسْتَطِيرًا. That the impact of that day will be widespreading. The impact of that day will not be only to few people. It will be all over, spreading to everyone. Yes.
Doesn't shar mean evil?
Yes, the literal meaning of shar is evil, but it over here in relation of the day of judgment, it is not evil. It is the impact of that day. Mustatira, it will mustatir is from tair. Tara yatiru means to fly. Right. So if anything is flying everywhere, so the impact of that day will be flying everywhere, meaning spreading all over. وَيُطْعِمُونَ الطَّعَامَ عَلَىٰ حُبِّهِ مِسْكِينًا وَيَتِيمًا وَأَسِيرًا. Subhanallah, subhanallah. And they are feeding, they are giving the food despite of their own need, despite of their own love for the same food. They are feeding to whom? Miskinan, the needy people. Wayatiman, an orphan. Wa asira, and
prisoners,
the captives.
So going back, so kana sharruhu mustatira.
Ha. So the
kana
means it will be, to be, something to be. And sharruhu, the impact of that day will be mustatira,
will be spreading,
all over. And they are feeding the food, they are giving the food despite of their own love for that. Okay, here some mufassireen, they have said that the pronoun of hubbihi is going to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
In his love.
In the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And some said that it is going to be for the food, that despite of their own love to the food. Okay. Miskinam wa yateemam wa asira. Because it has a story also in some books of tafsir, that story has been written that Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu and Sayyida Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha, both of them, they were fasting. And it was like nafal fasting. But they did not have anything to eat in their home. And when the time of iftar was approaching, so Hazrat Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha said to Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu that we do not have anything at home to break our fast. So please go outside and do something so and bring the food. And he went outside and he worked for someone, earned some money and arranged the food and brought it and gave it to Hazrat Fatima. She cooked the food and the meal, it was complete ready right at the time of the iftar when they were about to eat that food and break the fast. there was someone at the door who was knocking, and he said that I am miskeen and I am hungry, did not eat for so many days. You are the people of the from the family of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So they gave all of that food to that hungry person, to miskeen, and they just broke their fast with the water, and they were hungry. And next day they were observing the fast again, second day, and same thing happened. Everything was repeated. And next day a yatim, an orphan, he came and he said, I am hungry. And they gave the food to that person. And the third day, another person, he said that I am a prisoner, a seer. Now this ayat also shows that how much Islam has given importance to feed the prisoners of the war. And ulama, they have said it is not necessary that this asir is a Muslim. Even the non-Muslim is under the custody of the Muslim people. It is the obligation of the Muslim people to feed that prisoner of the war, to that prisoner, even if it is non-Muslim. So those people who are doing right now, they are just doing against the teachings of Islam. وَيَتِيمًا وَأَسِيرًا إِنَّمَا نُطْعِمُكُمْ لِوَجْهِ اللَّهِ لَا نُرِيدُ مِنْكُمْ جَزَاءً وَلَا شُكُورًا. And then they say to all those people that we are feeding you, إِنَّمَا نُطْعِمُكُمْ, we are feeding you for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. لِوَجْهِ اللَّهِ, for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. لَا نُرِيدُ مِنْكُمْ, we do not want from you جَزَاءً, any kind of reward. وَلَا شُكُورًا, and we do not want from you any words of thanks or anything that you should do for us as appreciation or as thanking us. We do not anything from you. If it is come to the reward or it comes to the thanks, it is all to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We are just wanting from Him that reward. Subhanallah. So these are the best adab and the etiquettes and the teaching for the Muslim people, that if you have done any good deed, never expect from the people that they should appreciate you, they should talk highly about you, and if they are not doing, you have become upset for that. No. Just you have done that thing for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and expect every reward and every thanks and appreciation and jaza from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if He accepts your good deeds, and if He is giving you the reward, so what? That's the best reward. What else you want for yourself? May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala inculcate all these good qualities and the good thinking in our personality, in our character. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us among the righteous servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, among al-abrar and among ibadullah. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless us all with His maghfirah kamila and with the shafa'ah of our beloved Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enable us to have a drink from the blessed hands of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the Jannah. Ameen ya Rabbil Alameen. Sallallahu ta'ala ala khair khalqihi Sayyidina wa Nabiyina Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين.